So how do you win remand for a new trial and avoid death by take-nothing judgment? The paper talks about a lot of different scenarios where your damages evidence can fall short and how to get remand in those various scenarios. There's a lot of specific circumstances and procedural postures where there are special rules. But I don't have time for all that this morning, so I'm just going to focus on once the court has determined that your expert evidence is not sufficient to support your judgment, how do you get remand in those circumstances? I know that Phil Durst talked yesterday a lot about expert evidence and when it's sufficient, when it's not. I'm not going to cover any of that. I'm just going to say once that has been determined by the Court of Appeals, how do you get remand? So the basic standard is in Formosa Plastics from 1998, and basically under that standard, if your evidence is legally insufficient to support the damages award in the judgment, but still legally sufficient to support some damages, you get remand for new trial instead of a take-nothing judgment rendered against you. As I said, today we're going to talk about experts. Okay, I'm glad there was a little bit of laughter, because my notes say pause for laughter, and it's pause for crickets. So if your expert testimony is no evidence of your damages award, how can you still get remand? I'm going to talk about three ways you can do that. I'm sure these aren't the three exclusive ways. These are just the things that I have seen most often. First, there could be other evidence in the record tending to show that you suffered some amount of damages. Obviously, if there's other evidence in the record supporting your judgment, you're going to get affirmed and you're not worried about a remand. But there might be other evidence in the record that doesn't support the amount that you were awarded, but still shows that you suffered some damages. Second, the nature of the injury itself might tend to show that you suffered damages. Takings cases are a really good example of this. Even if all your damages evidence fails in a takings case, you're probably going to get remand, because once you've proven that the government took your property, unless there's something in the record that makes it seem like it might be worth nothing or have a negative value, we're probably going to assume that your property is worth something, and you're going to get a second chance to try to prove up the amount that it was worth.